Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with some regional news stories. Is California's state capital safe from potential rioters? And how should law enforcement handle pro-Trump groups like the Proud Boys? Cap Radio's Chris Nichols spoke with a Sacramento State criminal justice professor about those very topics.
Professor Shelby Moffitt spent nearly 20 years as an officer with the Sacramento Police Department. He says he has confidence in the California Highway Patrol, which protects the state capital, but he also believes law enforcement must call out white supremacist groups such as the Proud Boys, which Moffitt described as a domestic terrorist organization.
Since the flavor of the month or year is white supremacy, they need to have a heightened sense. They need to stop saying, oh, it's just some bad guys. Oh, it's just some troublemakers. You need to call it out what it is.
Supporters of President Trump, including some Proud Boys, have protested near the state capitol every weekend since the November election, leading to skirmishes with police and counter-demonstrators. Moffitt says law enforcement has been slow to push back against violence by modern-day white supremacist groups, just as they were slow to respond to the Ku Klux Klan.
You can't just sit there and say, well, they're not a big deal. They are a big deal. Because I don't want anybody in my family getting harmed.
The most dangerous strategy, he says, is to allow extremists to break the law without consequences, as happened in D.C. this week.
That does concern me, because if someone sees that and they says that's acceptable behavior, then that, again, trends occur immediately now. That same thing can happen in my neighborhood, and someone would say, they did it, I can do the same thing. And I don't want to see those kind of things happen.
There's no word yet on whether more demonstrations will take place this weekend at the state capitol. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
California's Employment Development Department continues to fight fraud in its coronavirus unemployment relief program. That includes billions of dollars of false claims, as KLW's David Exume reports.
On Wednesday, the State Employment Development Department suspended 1.4 million claims in its coronavirus unemployment relief program. Since March, the EDD has processed 16 million claims from people who have lost their jobs due to COVID-19. Of those, they found 3.5 million to potentially be fraudulent. Fraud and demands have left the EDD struggling to stay afloat. At one point, they had a backlog of more than 1.6 million claims. And the state has acknowledged that millions of dollars of unemployment funds have been sent to fraudulent claimants, including incarcerated people and someone posing as Senator Dianne Feinstein. Bank of America, which issues EDD benefits cards, told lawmakers it has paid out about $2 billion worth of fraudulent claims. That number is expected to go much higher. In Berkeley, I'm David Exume, KALW News.
Governor Gavin Newsom is set to unveil his budget proposal today. As Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports, this is the beginning of a six-month process where state leaders decide how to spend California's taxpayer money.
Newsom has already dropped some hints about what to expect. He's called for billions of dollars to support economic relief and school reopenings during the pandemic. There's also wildfire and other public health-related costs, but it's unclear how much Newsom will want to spend. Last year, the state dealt with a record-breaking deficit. Thanks to strong economic recovery among wealthier Californians, state fiscal analysts expect a windfall between $15 and $26 billion. But Newsom and state lawmakers may have different ideas for how to spend that money. The governor's January budget is just a wish list. He'll spend the next 6 months negotiating with legislative leaders on a final budget. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
It's rained and even snowed in some places recently here in Northern California, but overall, the state has had dry water year. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports that pattern is expected to continue for weeks.
Southern Californians are having mostly dry weather this winter, which is pretty normal, says UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain.
But to have it sort of be the dominant weather anywhere in California this time of year is unusual.
He says a dry ridge of pressure is pushing storms north of the state. It's brought on by La Nina, a weather pattern which usually means drier, colder winters. Sacramento National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Shoemaker says the weak storms so far this winter haven't brought much rain or snow.
We really need something more like 4, 5, 6 inch precipitation amounts over the mountains to really, I guess, push the needle.
But both scientists say there's a glimmer of hope. it's unknown how much precipitation the second half of winter will bring. At this point, a miracle March or marvelous May are unlikely, but would be welcomed. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.